Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to our next call in Sensual Sights, transforming those extra emotions, or the combination emotions. So that can include a wide range of things. Rather than list them all, I kept it a little bit shorter to include things like shame, apathy, anxiety, that sort of ilk. Yeah. So another word in there that's a really prominent combination emotion is that of overwhelm. Mm-hmm. So as we settle in for today's session, I'll invite you, if you haven't already, to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed. And just to the comment in the chat feature, I can't always type while I'm talking. I haven't quite mastered that skill yet, but you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Mm-hmm. And as you settle in here, perhaps beginning by means of breathing, every inhale, an opportunity to receive inspiration, to call in connection, to invite in opportunity or anything else that works for you today. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And it's often in the letting go, in the release, that we set the stage for resiliency. Our society usually has an easier time of grabbing onto things, efforting with things, than releasing, letting go. So every breath, an opportunity for resiliency. And for support. And for aliveness, this very breath connects us to our life force energy. And as you breathe, you may notice a natural settling into the cushion below you. And if that settling feels lovely, pleasant, or even neutral, feel free to really receive that and savor that, taking a moment to be mindfully nourished, consciously nourished. Yeah, just like that. You're doing great. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into this support and to savor that nourishment as well. And as you settle into support here, breath by breath, and as you receive the nourishment of all that this offers you, I give thanks for your being here, for your presence, to experience just this. And thank you to all that have come before you to make this moment of connection, togetherness possible in this way. Thank you to your lineage, your ancestors, to all of those that have come before. To all of those that have created you in this moment. And the deepest of thanks to all of those that have stewarded this land that nourished them and you alike. The deepest of thanks to all of those that caretake this land, that nourishes us, that caretake our nourishments. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we settle in, I'll invite you to scan your body, noticing if there's any particular part of you that may feel a bit more pleasant or even neutral. And as you let yourself settle there with your attention, noticing what it is that you like the most about this part of you. And drinking that in like the nourishment that it is, savoring it like the delicacy that it actually is. Yeah, this body mind of yours is a delicacy, a luxury. It's a high-end item. There's a lot of value here. So feel free to receive any bits that seem particularly nourishing for you in this moment. Anything that offers value for you that's here within you. And as you become present to this value, or if that word isn't landing, this nourishment, noticing what it is you like the most about you, about this within you. And feel free to drink that in as well. And just noticing how the body mind takes that in. What's the impact of this minimal exploration? And even though it's minimal, it can carry some weight. It might be quite profound. And as you receive that as well, and drinking in this impact, I'll invite you to scan your body mind and also noticing if there's any other areas that might not feel quite as comforting, cozy as this. Knowing that you can return your attention, your inner gaze to this area of pleasantness as much or as little as you like within the session if we ever land on something that's just a bit too much. Yeah, this is your resource. And just like you do this inwardly, you can also do this externally in your environment if going inward isn't your thing. If you wished I would have told you that at the beginning, feel free just to note that for the next time we work together. For yourself, noting that you actually prefer external right in this moment. Or in that moment. Okay, and as we settle into the session here now, starting off with lymphatic circulation, which drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. I see it going through all things midline. And the midline I often think of as carrying the energy of union, bringing together connection in that way, as well as, not from body talk, but from another modality, the essence of trust lives here. So as we run lymphatic circulation here, clearing out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, and overanalyzing from these centers of trust, from the center of union, and from even the center of centeredness itself. Yeah, just allowing this center line, this midline of the body, and that goes all the way up, excuse me, into the head brain. Just allowing this all to open up a little through this lymphatic drainage. And as I see the limb moving, I just see it making some space. Space for you to be even more lovingly present here within yourself. Space for that sense of self to begin to not just be noticed, but even expand. And if you're feeling like this area is in a bit of a depletion, as in there isn't quite enough here, there's a sense of lack, I invite you to call in your energy from all the other places where it may have been earlier in the day, the week, the month, the year, last year. And as you call that all back to you, running lymphatic drainage on these pieces that land in the midline as well. Yeah, making even more room now for that sense of self to be really present and here and alive. And as we do this, it's all defined by the consciousness of nervous system regulation and stability. Yeah, which is setting a strong foundation to, well, do numerous things, bring us into an area where we can be calm and curious, as well as feel connected, and gives us the resources that we need to release emotions, especially the strong, intense ones. And to release any other patterns of behavior that go with it. So as we mindfully understand that this lymphatic drainage is a little bit more than usual, calling on it to do a few different things simultaneously within the system. We're actually going to run a cellular repair on the lymph system itself. It's like upgrading, up-leveling, to support the lymphatic system in doing that, not just in this moment, but as much as it's available to do it on an ongoing basis for you. And connecting it to the planetary energy of Jupiter for expansion, as well as the elements of wood for expansion. And I got a doggy sound that one. When Roxy sighs, it's usually like, finally, you got there. And I'm not sure she was sighing based on what I said or what I was thinking in terms of like the, or feeling really, the next piece. And the next piece is taking that energy into the relationship between the liver and the gallbladder. The liver and the gallbladder correlate to that sense of sight, and amongst other things, they also support that expansion within the wood elements. And the liver is often thought to be the place of endings. We've spoken about this 12th house energy, releasing, letting go, if that rings a bell. And then the gallbladder we talked about last as being a bit of a pivot point, operating new beginnings in a way. So within this connection of liver and gallbladder, it sets the stage for us to literally cycle between endings and beginnings in a different way. Yeah. And as we essentially set the stage for this liver-gallbladder complex and the wood element alike to support this expansion project, running lymphatic drainage in the area and the space between the liver and the gallbladder where they connect. And for those of you unfamiliar with anatomy, the liver is huge. It takes up most of the right side, just below the rib cage. It crosses over the midline a little bit. And then at the very bottom of it, the gallbladder hangs out. And the gallbladder is pretty teeny tiny in comparison. So as we support this liver, gallbladder, essentially upward healthy spiral, supporting, releasing, making space for the new, and then the new to give us what we need to help us be more aware of what it is we need to let go of. And as we support this healthy cycle in this way, of union, of connection, also running another cellular repair. This time it's inherited. It's through Dad's side of the family lines, going back 6 generations. As we cycle back all the way through Dad's side of the family lines, we're working with the masculine energy of producing results. And it's something that they felt very accountable for, but at the same time they felt hamstrung, which is a bit of an old-timey expression, meaning that they were thwarted in some way, shape, or form from producing the results that they wanted to. And it led to, they didn't have a lot of stability, it looked like. So it led to a massive amount of fear. And if you prevent the masculine energy from producing results, for a long period of time, it just gets even bigger. So there's this interesting activation held within. It's actually coming most notably in the long bones of the limbs, so the leg bones and the arm bones, which makes a lot of sense. These are the bones that do things that are actionable. Our center of being is in our torso. Our limbs and our head alike are our centers of doing. And on that note, for the bones of the skull, there's a little bit of like, don't change anything. We're just hanging on for dear life type of energy. So we're also going to release that simultaneously along with that stuff from the arms and the legs. And as that flushes through the bones, releasing these varying different types of fears, it's giving rise to even more stability within your masculine. Running permissions here for your masculine energy. It is safe to produce results. And then the feminine sometimes has a tendency to feel a little bit threatened by the masculine energy. And as much as that happens internally, it is often more visibly externally in our world. So if there's any sense of, oh gosh, I don't like what that man out there is doing, I gotta disempower him. And most of that's fairly subconscious, although some of you might be conscious about it as well. There's a bit of an emasculation drive, a desire to cut the man or the male's energy to provide, to produce energy. And bad news, most of our women are in that mode, in that masculine mode of needing to produce results in this society. So as much as it happens outwardly, it's also happening inwardly. Good news, when it's happening inwardly, we can work with it as an individual. So as you may be present to some of those patterns of diminishing results, or feeling threatened in some way, shape, or form by the production of results and what that might take. That also includes even the fear of opportunity to do something itself, the fear of opportunity to do something different itself. An opportunity is interesting. There's usually this like, oh, awesome, followed by like a, oh gosh, can I do that? Can I make that happen? Etc. Those dynamics are so very common. So as we work with this activation, as I'll call it, between the feminine and the masculine internally inside of you, supporting your masculine energy and producing results, and allowing for the feminine to, on that left side of the body, but in most notably, I'm seeing it in the hip. Very particularly in the actual joint of where that ball and socket joint gets formed in the hip, and all the way out to the fancy name, greater trochanter of the femur, which is essentially the, if you were to take your wrist right around your shelf of your hip, go one hand's length down where that middle fingertip ends up, you'd be right on that part of your hip. So I'm seeing most of it there. And the energy here is a feeling threatened and the desire to keep oneself safe. Very valid, very normal, very human. And as a result of that, taking the action of wanting to undercut, wanting to diminish, wanting to emasculate. Ah, beautiful. And one of the ways that we most powerfully masculate is by being even more better, even more better, by being even more perfect, by even being a better man than men themselves. So as we work with that pattern of trying to one up or be a better man, creating unhealthy power dynamics internally inside the system. Running a Sidri on that pattern of being a better man and needing to prove and show how perfectly you can do it. And you can do it all. And you can. It just comes at a hefty cost. Very hefty cost. Leading to usually burnout, exhaustion, disease over time. Yeah, so for this Sidri, running C, circulation of all the healing resources, blood that carries our passion, nerve or communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help us to heal. Also circulating the balance of yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and hydration, helping these cells to absorb that water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. Followed by D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of that rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it just may have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as perhaps the release, the surrender, the letting go, the allowing. And as that comes off of this hip, left hip, and the foundation, really, of you, of your feminine nature, I see the feminine come alive. Yeah, she can get nourished in ways that aren't available when she's not trying to be perfectly a better man. And from the right side of the hip, there's a little bit of apathy that comes off of the masculine nature, because it feels like it's got a shot to produce those results now, that there isn't that competition. And between perfection and apathy, we're going to actually join both of these hips into the middle point, the point of union of connection, by bringing them both into the midline, into the sexual chakra, and working here with, again, all things midline, the consciousness of trust. And the words are just simply, here, I trust myself. I can trust myself now. Slight correction. I can trust myself now. And as that begins to take effect, imagine that it's much like planting a seed. There's bits of you that are like, or it's activating or triggering in some way, shape, or form as you hear those words. I'm seeing all those little pieces as being almost like little weeds as the seed gets planted and begins to create this beautiful vine, almost like a trellis, moving upward through the midline of the body. And it's going downward as well into the base chakra to really take firm root here, releasing an adhesion around the big blood vessel that comes off of the aorta and goes in through the hip, the iliacus artery. So the big blood vessel that comes off of the midline is right as it branches off to go down into that left side of the body. And as that releases through here, there's actually an adhesion through the different arteries that spring off of that. So I'm just unwinding that through the entire left leg, bringing in the opportunity for new blood flow, new life, new passion to be here. If you're not busy trying to be perfect or being a better man, there might be the opportunity to explore some passions here for the feminine. Yeah, creating space for a feminine passion to take a foothold, literally, as I see this energy go all the way down through to the feet. Yeah, and coming back to the I can trust myself now. In that midline, I see that continuing to blossom up and down the midline of the body through that shushumna, that central nervous system channel, balancing the area where our nervous system can get potentially activated in a very core way, or can get supported in a very core way. And from this midline, releasing fear along with overwhelm, along with a sense of being undeserving, like who am I to receive this union, this bliss, this ease that can come with this sort of connection? Who are you not? Who are you not?
Yeah.
And as the body mind opens up to begin to receive the energy of I can trust myself now, releasing from either side of the chest a little bit of tension, a little bit of wanting to control that, and then the other side of that control, when it gets burnt out, collapsing. And that need for control creating this opportunity for weakness, so collapse. And that control is coming from fear as well, the desire to just hang on. And this is no small fear. This is mixed with worry and confusion and lack of clarity. So it creates anxiety. So on the other side of the chest also is our center for compassion. So the good news is this compassion, as it begins to meet the anxiety, just supports the melting away as you offer yourself compassion. If you could imagine yourself as a little one, maybe a newborn, and if you're not into kids, maybe a puppy or a kitty, or a baby horse, a foal. And as much as you may feel drawn to nurture and be in the presence of this innocent little being, in all the loving, present ways that you may be with them, I invite you to imagine that being offered to yourself in just little small bits, whatever is absorbable, whatever is available to be received. And if you notice that those small bits are actually pretty easy to take in, then feel free to make it even bigger. And feel free to amplify that as much as feels okay for you today. Yeah, and going at the speed of trust sets the seed of that capacity to even further trust yourself now. Moving slowly at the speed of trust, not going so fast that you overwhelm the system. There's already enough overwhelm here. So we're offering the body a new pattern, a new way of being. And as we support the repatterning in this way energetically, feel free to take this on as much or as little as you like for homework. How slow can I go? How mindfully can I mother, caretake, receive, be a loving presence for myself? Whatever or which of those words may land for you, feel free to drink that in and take this in, setting the stage for nourishment even further. And as the feminine desire for nourishment in this way begins to take a foothold, so too does the masculine. Excuse me, I'm now seeing that branch come off of the, again, on the same area of the big blood vessel that runs through the midline of the body, the aorta, and where it first branches off into that big iliacus artery that goes into the right side now of the body, into your masculine nature here. And the masculine is just beginning to become even more empowered. When we stop emasculating, that's really all that's needed for the masculine energy to begin to rise again. And I see that taking a foothold as it goes through all the different blood vessels that go all the way down into the feet, the foot, the toes. And I just hear the words, I am welcome here. And sending that to the right foot, I am welcome here, to support healthy masculine energy developing. And as we get it all the way down to the bottom of the foot there, I am welcome here. Bottom of the foot making contact with the earth, drinking in the feminine, supporting this healthy union of masculine and feminine to be nourished. And perhaps this is the healthiest relationship to the feminine that your masculine has ever had the opportunity to have. Being here within Earth, connecting to the most natural form of this union. And as we also work with the bottom of the foot, containing the consciousness of you able to, or being able to connect to spirits. I see the masculine standing in the spirit of, well, whatever that word is for you. Standing in spirit, divine energy, the universe, the spirit of life, it was my word. So as we find this balancing point and support this welcoming of the masculine to be here, inviting it in, also becoming present to its power in a healthy way. Yeah, your masculine power gets to be healthy. And through that right side, releasing shame, releasing times in which the masculine beat itself up for carrying too much of the energy that it didn't need and judging itself for being bad as a result of that. Yeah, and what if all that energy it was carrying was akin to blood flowing through your veins? It was just a physiological process, didn't have a choice. Got it from wherever it got it from, and now that it's here, beating itself up for that doesn't necessarily release it. It just makes it harder, it makes it more emasculating. So from here, we're actually releasing the pattern of your masculine nature emasculating itself via shame. Via shame, which is getting in the way of standing in honor and dignity, in respect, in wholeness. So as that releases through the masculine, we're actually going to run another C-tree on that. And both same things as I mentioned earlier for that left hip. And as we work with this C-tree, much like the other one, is going to continue to run for the next 4 days. And as that begins to flow through the system, I actually see the right hip begin to hold its own space. When the masculine feels welcome here, when the masculine feels welcome here, it can hold its own space, which makes it a lot easier for the feminine to nourish it. And it makes it a lot easier for the masculine to provide, to protect, the feminine. Yeah, when the masculine isn't busy protecting itself from the feminine, it actually gets to protect the feminine when it's not busy trying to stave off, you know, attacks, defenses, being judged as toxic, and all those other things. Yeah, so just creating space for this masculine energy to really be seen, without the shame that it typically has been carrying. As that moves through the system. I invite you to give that all a round or two of breath. We're not quite tapping yet, we're just taking a slight pause to integrate here. And now I understand the need for the pause. Yeah, we're actually supporting the masculine just as it loves to provide and create things, take action. It also needs to refuel itself. So giving it the pause and the right to pause to develop the energy that it needs to refuel itself in order to take that action without getting, again, burnt out, exhausted, diminished. And then I see the union come together between the two sides into that midline. I just hear the words, I can produce results. Yeah, I can produce results here. And as you connect to this energy of trusting yourself in this midline, along with results, the capacity to produce results in a way that may not have been so available before, we're going to connect that all to your very breath. Every inhale, again, that center of expansion. Every exhale, that center of drawing in. And as we link it to the capacity to both expand outward and as well as to draw into itself, finding that balance point between the two. Going outward, drawing inward. And it's linking into the very edges of your body, that midline, that point, if we want to think of it that way, take out the word midline, but that area, that's maybe a better choice of words, between the outer and the inner world is often thought to be the skin when we look at the world through the lens of relativity. Non-relativity is another matter, but in this relative sense, yeah. This meeting point between the outer and the inner being held at the skin, and your energy being able to rise right to the very edges of you. Now, without being overly contained, which can come through the lenses of different pain, hurt, suffering, traumas, etc. And without going so outward that we actually lose our sense of self, which can also come through the lens of pain, suffering, traumas, etc. But finding again that middle point of union. Where's that sweet spot? In trauma lingo, trauma-informed lingo, we would call this the window of tolerance. And just supporting your body mind and its physiology in landing in this sweet spot. Not having to be overly contained, not having to have that drive for perfection, not having to be overly contracted, and also not the apathy melting outward expansion without actual capacity to connect to it. Yeah, it's pretty hard to notice what results we're producing if we're in apathy and its energy is leaking out everywhere. So as we bring it all together into this container without being overly contained, of this vessel of your body, mind, your being, I see it all landing into that center of being, into that torso, into the space between pelvis and neck. And in doing so, and drinking in this energy in this way, creating also a form of an upward cycle of nourishment, supporting action leading to fueling the center of being. So, what if your actions and how it is you related to life itself could continue to fuel the center of being on an ongoing basis? Support that. Here's the granddaddy Pooba. It feels like of all permission statements, not just my perception of it, mind you. I won't project that too far onto you. Here are the words. I give up the right to emasculate life itself. And this is a bit of a play on words for those of you who are Alison A. Armstrong fans. Or understandmen.com fans. She's big on the, in a different series of courses, on giving up the right to emasculate men. This is a little bit different. This is giving up the right to emasculate, and she sets it up much better than I just did. So if that was like, well, why? If you've noticed a few little triggers, then feel free to check out thequeenscode.com. But yeah. Her work is very present, it feels like, this in this session. This session feels very informed by her work throughout most of it. Yeah. And when we give up the right to emasculate life, it doesn't mean you're not gonna do it. It's still gonna happen, but it's gonna give up like feeling justified to be all like, ma, this happened and that happened and I deserve better. Where is Central Casting? They were supposed to give me a better life than this. This was not supposed to be where I landed. That type of energy. So as we support the body-mind in feeling justified in fighting against life, embracing against life with these words, I give up the right to emasculate life. I see that unfolding through those centers of compassion and off of almost like little suspenders that are buttoned into like overalls. There's this buttoning into the centers of compassion. Yeah, so as that center of compassion begins to come even more alive, it's releasing even more of that energy that was over top of it. And the suspenders come off. Yeah. And it's almost like there is this pattern of, I need to fight, I gotta push, I gotta keep going, no matter what, that was held within those suspenders. And compassion's pretty hard to do when we're in that mode. So as we release that need to fight, brace, prevent, think ahead, control, justify ourselves, you get the idea. Releasing the centers of compassion around this region, unhooking any little bits of adhesions, twists, torques, and we just simply unwind them. And I'll invite you to take a moment to breathe right into that upper chest region. And as you breathe here, we're going to simultaneously release the emotion of jealousy and grief alike, along with the belief system, I want more and I gotta work hard to get it. Yeah, and as that comes off, unwinding that, not just through the centers of compassion, but it's actually going outward in through the fibers of the pec muscles, the chest muscles, and into the shoulders themselves. And I just see that unwinding almost like energetic adhesions through the back of the shoulders, that region where the large intestine meridian runs, as well as through heart one, lung one that we've talked about, heart one being in the armpit, lung one in that upper outer chest, if that rings a bell. Yeah, and as this unwinds through the shoulders, yeah, giving up the idea that you have to be responsible or anything else that falls in that vein of considering that you need to, again, micromanage life or control life, which is a form of emasculating. I've got a better idea. We should do this instead. It's like, no, life is going to give you whatever experiences it's going to give you to support the learning that we need to evolve our consciousness. Yeah, and in the pushing it away, because you have a better idea, which is very bright of you, but bright people, and I love bright people, tend to have a tendency to come up with their own ideas. I'll just do it this way. Forget the opportunity that's right here before me. Oh, I know better. I'll just do it this way. So you can think of this as unwinding the energy along with everything else that it describes. It's just simply, if you wanted to put it into a nutshell, of I know better. I'll do it my own way. And in doing so, releasing, it's a very long-winded way of saying the pattern of independence, releasing the pattern of independence. Now, what if you didn't have to actually be independent even from life? What if you could actually be in union with life itself and dance together? And perhaps sing together? What would that song or dance be like? As that releases through here, I just see the word celebration running through the midline, coursing through the central channel of the nervous system. It's like, woohoo! Yeah! That was exciting to notice. And as it gets all those ahas or wisdoms, letting that flow and releasing any constrictions that are preventing the flow of that awareness. And running it through the midline, there's actually a little bit in the It's actually the very top of the corpus callosum, a bit of an adhesion. Corpus callosum connects the two sides of the brain. And where it meets the parietal cortex in particular is just a little bit sticky. So we're just going to release that. And as we release it, supporting the parietal in giving sensory information and put in a perhaps more relatable way, giving rise to the capacity to take a foothold into your sensual nature. Yeah, as we support the body mind in taking a foothold into your sensual nature, it's linking into the yin chao mo meridian. The yin chao mo meridian. And this guy, girl, really, works with left-right balance. It works with our issues around trusting ourselves and feeling maybe even like we've abandoned ourselves. This is really the perfect meridian to bring in as we work with the energies of trust. It can also lead to feelings of depression or unworthiness, which we touched on a little bit as well. As we work with this yin chao mo meridian, we're going to go into long 7 points, which is close to the base of the thumb or the wrist here. And we actually need to unwind some connective tissue around it. And we're just doing a general 5-element balancing. And I'm just drawn to hang out here in stillness, giving it the right to pause and to literally reconfigure itself to be able to move at the pace of trust. And then just supporting this lung meridian alike in its wholeness throughout the entire meridian to put down what it's been carrying. And I actually see it releasing the pattern of freeze responses that relate to this entire session. And sometimes our patterns in life are smothered by this don't do anything about it energy, this freeze response or apathy. Could be one interpretation of that. Although the freeze response is typically fairly, at first, active, and then it numbs out over time, so it becomes apathetic. And as we release that, it's as if the cap that was covering up the fight and flight responses gets lifted, and any bits of those fights that we were working with earlier begin to process with even greater ease. And we're linking this all into the upper jaw, to the maxilla, and the jaw joint, the TMJ itself, which is where the lower jaw connects into the temple region. Yeah. So as we work with this TMJ joints, temporomandibular joint, not quite temple, it's more temporal region, just to self-correct it a little. We're at the same time balancing the jaws in relationship to the sphenoid bone, which is at the temples. And it's as if the jaws are sometimes shifted to one side and the sphenoid to the other to compensate. So we're just bringing everything into midline. And for some of you, it might be one way that it's shifted to compensate, and some of you might have it the other way. Regardless, we're just bringing it into midline. And as we do so, releasing some adhesions in the space between the jaw joints and the temple itself. And as we do that, it's actually allowing for new blood flow, new circulation of all the healing resources, actually, through to that upper jaw. And in that upper jaw, the maxilla region. Mm-hmm. It's not actually a diaphragm, but you could imagine the roof of your mouth being much like a diaphragm, helping it to contract and expand, become more responsive in general, as this is actually one of the meeting places between your masculine and feminine nature that gives rise to nervous system stabilization and regulation. So who would have thought? It's all right here. Right in the top of the mouth. And in theory, if we have healthy breath patterns, if we're used to breathing through our nose, other than in therapeutic reasons when we breathe through our mouth, then the tongue would naturally rest on this area, just at the top of the mouth. And to support that, we're actually working with the tongue muscle itself. And the left side, it looks like, is a little bit numbed out, as if the nerves aren't innervating there. So as we work with nerve supply through to the tongue, also doing an emotional release of sadness from the tongue. And I can't quite make sense of it just yet, but I just hear the words. I tried to tell you, but you didn't listen. I tried to tell you, but you didn't listen. And that feels like it may be directed outward, and also it may be directed inward. Times in which you thought you knew better. There we go. There's the interweaving of that theme. But you didn't actually take your own advice or listen to yourself. And we could apply that in a few different ways. I tried to tell you, but you didn't listen. That internal connection, which gets mirrored in our external world all the time. That whole pattern of being or feeling ignored, perhaps being ignored is in here as well. Releasing that with another Sidri, same steps as before. It's going to run for 3 days on that left side of the tongue. And I don't think I've mentioned this for quite a while, but the tongue muscle, if there's tension there, it makes it very difficult for any other connective tissue to unwind, especially around the head, neck, shoulders alike. And I actually just learned this. It's from, I'll credit them. It's from on Instagram, anyways. They're called Stop Chasing Pain. I'm sure they have a website. But they have this little technique that works really, really well. So if you want, you can play with it. You have your lips closed, which I have a hard time doing because of my cleft lip and palate, so I may not be the best demo for this. But as much as you can, keep your lips closed. Teeth are still open. And then you take your tongue and you're going to swirl your tongue. Like so. Going through as the tongue traces the tip of the tongue all the way through the lips inside. And through that jaw area. And I just see that, and you can do about like 30 circles each way or so is what they recommended. I'm pretty weak here. I can actually only do 16. So I'm gonna work on that. I have again, my head clips up because of the cleft lip and palate, this whole area is full of a ton of interesting conundrums to explore for myself, and I'm excited to get into that all. But as we do this, you might be easily able to do 30. So feel free to play with that as much as, or as little as you like as we continue this session. Just to balance myself off, I'll go to the other way and give you another visual of that. So as we work with that energy of the tongue releasing, I actually see I'm much more able now to healthily contact the upper jaw. The maxilla. And this is again that connection point of union between the governing and the conception, the masculine and the feminine meridians. Yeah, these meridians are thought to be your very primary meridians. I can't think of any more meridians that are more profound to your being than these two. And they're meant to cycle together. And I'm not doing a good job in the moment. But I know that I've traced them before like this. The governing rises up the midline of the back body and the conception, the midline of the front body. And then as they circle back down, they circle through the back and the front body on the other side, contained within each other. So they're meant to cycle together. And if they do it really, really well, It forms the microcosmic orbit. So releasing any blockages in the way of you landing in that peaceful place of the microcosmic orbit and allowing free range for that tongue to contact that upper jaw to again regulate and stabilize your entire nervous system. And we're linking this all into now pancreas reflex point, which also works with balance between lefts and rights. And as well as that, taking in the sweetness, the ease, the nourishment, the capacity to create change in a peaceful way, along with the feelings of being held by the universe itself right here. And we're linking that into the energy of the sixth house in astrology, which gives rise to health, to being in service to yourself. Beautiful. We're going to tap that all in here. Invitation to breathe however the body mind feels called to. And as I'm tapping this out, I just hear the pancreas reflex point on that left-hand side of the body, right around where an underwire bra would end or so. Say, I am worthy. I am worthy. And I see both the masculine and the feminine dancing together in union, rising, lifting each other up. Lifting, elevating, supporting the rise of each other. And I see that dance running through that midline of the body, all the way to the very top of the skull. And just like a champagne bottle, the top of the skull releases this little bit of cork from the very top center point to release that pattern through governing vessel 20 points. Any of the patterns here that are ready to shift and go begin to spill out through the edges of the body mind, landing on the earth, getting recycled by Mother Earth herself. And transforming that into a different form of nourishment. As those patterns fall, creating new seeds of possibility. Creating new blooms. I invite you to inwardly or outwardly connect your gaze to that, what's blossoming here. And even if you don't know what it is, just being in the energy of blossoming. And to integrate this, heading into the eyes. And unhooking the belief of, I don't want to see this. Particularly as it related to seeing some of those patterns that weren't in service of self. It's as if it was getting taxed or overburdened by having to see and witness the strain, the tension, and any bits of internal damage that were related to that. And as we give the eyes some relief Imagine that it had like eye strain, much like you would get at a computer or a TV if you were there for overt times. Releasing that strain to allow it to see what's alive, what's blossoming, what's beautiful for it, what's nourishing for it to take in. And in doing so, releasing the need for the eyes to have to stare down, to intimidate. Releasing weariness from the eyes of having to deal with all that it does see. And releasing some exhaustion from the fluids, the varying fluids within the eyes, the eyeballs, the cushioning that fluid creates is meant to nourish, not to exhaust. And restoring here the energy of yin and yang. And supporting this restoration, this replenishment, by giving the eyes attention in the form of allowing them to gaze on what gives them joy, what gives these eyes of yours pleasure, what gives these eyes of yours a sense of beauty. And allowing the eyes to softly take that in. They get to rest now. They don't have to stand on guard and defense in relationship to any of those old patterns. They get to rest and just simply be. I get to simply be. There's the permission statement for the eyes. And for those of us who are very busy, always looking for other people's issues, problems, especially for the healing arts, this may be a very, very long overdue welcome relief. Feel free to take that on as much or as little as you like for homework, giving the eyes that sense of ease, of softness, by allowing them to gaze on what they find pleasurable, beautiful, joyful, useful. What they find to be nourishing. And as we release the strain from the actual physical eyes, the third eye begins to light up, seeing through central vision, seeing the vision through the central channel of this nervous system, seeing through the eyes of spirit, of divinity, not through the eyes of these two, which take in humanity. But as the eyes of humanity begin to soften, it opens up space for divinity to be here. One isn't better than the other. And in fact, being a human being is perhaps the journey, the crux of the journey. Perhaps not. And as we work with this, I feel it's just setting the stage for when we get to work with that third eye in a little bit. And I'm honestly, I can't remember if we do that one next. I don't think so. I think I intentionally scheduled something before we went into that third eye. So this whole bit has time to process, meaning the more you have explored as much or as little as you like within this, there's space and there's time to engage in that if you feel called to. Explore in the realms of emasculating life, exploring yourself through any lens, any of those bits that may have caught your attention the most. There's space here for that. And if you like, you can use the spaciousness of the song that I'm about to play to support that. And I could not figure out when my intuition picked the song that it did, but it makes a lot of sense now. The song is called Fenestra, which means endings. And as we work with this union between humanity and divinity, allows for a lot of stress, tension, etc., to end, to fade away. And what remains gets to be more deeply experienced. So I'll invite you to take a moment. It's about 5 minutes. Oh boy, I went over time with the session too. So for those of you, that are live on the call, we are a few minutes past the hour. And if you have space and time, I invite you to use the opportunity that's here within these notes. And it's actually the same artist that I mentioned earlier, my friend, my new friend, Sarah Kelbert, who actually now goes by the name Zara. And Fenestra is, I believe, Spanish. I didn't actually Google search this, but I'm assuming it means Finnish endings. And I'll invite you to either stay present to any bit that caught your attention, perhaps the eyes, or if this is feeling a bit much, then feel free to land on any of those resources that you were noticing earlier inside of you.
I wanna dance by the ocean. I wanna sing with the sea. I wanna dance by the ocean. Feel the fear, set it free. Feel the energy and the ecstasy of the infinite dancing deep inside of me. I feel the energy and the ecstasy of the infinite dancing deep inside of me.
Drinking the beauty of it all. I drink in the beauty of life.
I wanna dance by the ocean. I wanna sing with the sea. Set my soul and spirit free. I feel the energy and the ecstasy of the infinite dancing deep inside of me. dance like the ocean, my beloved, you are in me.
Thank you all. Thank you all for being you. And thank you very, very much for your loving presence to yourselves, to your worlds, to your communities, and to all of those that you serve. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Okay, my loves, I'm going to sign off for now and wish you a lovely week until we see each other again. And in 2 weeks' time, we have a week off just to give you a bit of a heads up, and I look forward to meeting with you all next week for our integration. Bye for now, loves.